there is serious questions to be answered by the government and by the former Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue. There is obviously questions in relation to conflict of interest. People will be aware that Pascal Donoghue resigned from the ministry last year and took up a very senior position in the World Bank. And now it emerges that the minister's department recommended or changed a recommendation to recommend that there would be 10 million euro more giving to the bank than actually they were even asking for. And this is very, very, you know, surprising to say the least. And the questions need to be asked why at a time when different organizations, disability right organizations and families across the state were being refused the supports that they were asking for in last year's budget, that the early recommendation from the department to give them what they wanted, which was a significant increase of millions of euro, was actually changed to actually say, no, give them more than what they wanted. So I think that's the reason I've asked the Finance Committee, of which I'm a member of, to seek all of the papers now from both the Department of Finance and the Department of Foreign Affairs, and also to hear from Pascal Donoghue before the committee, and also the Taoiseach Simon Harris, to outline exactly how this actually transpired and to deal with any potential conflict of interest issues that may have arisen.
Do you think it's likely that the former Finance Minister will appear before the committee?
I wouldn't be surprised if he does. This is obviously an issue that needs to be clarified. There is, you know, there is questions of a potential conflict of interest. We don't know if one emerged or not. The only thing we do know is that Pascal Donoghue said that he was contacted by the World Bank many months beforehand. But look, if somebody's scouting around and thinking about leaving a position, there's a number of large organisations that that could be targets for an individual. And, you know, there's always, there's quite often senior vacancies in these organisations. So there is genuine questions to answer in relation to this here. You know, this is, in my view, unusual. I've looked at all the internal documents that were reported by the Daily Mail. It's very clear that the officials in the department made a recommendation that we would give them 131 million, which was a significant increase on what was provided before. But that was before the general election in November. The change then happened and a new minister came in, Pascal Donoghue, and lo and behold, the decision was changed. And the decision was changed that instead of giving them what they want, let's actually give them more. And really, you know, we all have been familiar with the phrase of prudent Pascal. But in this case, it seems that there was more money available to them that they actually wanted or needed at that point in time. And that's the reasons why these questions have to be answered. There is nothing in any of the documentation that's been released so far that actually shows why this increase was merited. And the only change that happened was that the minister changed from Jack Chambers to Pascal Donoghue. And we know he ended up working in one of the most senior positions within that bank.